The troubled life of funk musician Rick James came to an end today. James was 56. In 1981, he had a big hit with Super Freak. She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to my bar. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. Oh, no. And that song was the highlight of a life that combined music, drug addiction, and violence against women. Born James Johnson in Buffalo, New York, Rick James served in the Naval Reserve. That led to active duty and a ticket to Vietnam. Rather than fight, James fled to Canada. There he performed in musical groups, including one with singer-songwriter Neil Young. In the 1970s, he started playing in the funk style. His label Motown was reinvigorated by his work, and later, hip-hop artists sampled his riffs, notably MC Hammer, who transferred the bass line from Super Freak into his 1990 hit, You Can't Touch This.
My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I too wild and too hype to feel good when you know you're down?
Rick James had a few other minor songs on the charts, but he never recaptured a mass following. In the early 1990s, he was convicted of assaults on two women. Rick James got out of jail and tried to make a comeback in the late 90s, but on tour, he suffered a stroke. In 2002, James announced at a news conference that he would try to turn his life around.
I feel good. I'm working on albums. I'm trying to be a father to my son and leave all drugs alone. I mean, which if you want to put that into play, I don't do them.
That's Rick James in 2002. This morning, he was found dead in his Los Angeles home. He was 56. It's unclear whether there will be an autopsy. James's publicist says he died of natural causes. And she was-